Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Today's reading is from the book of Colossians in chapter 3, the first two verses. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Ah, it's summer vacation. We've made it through another year. At times we've thrived, and at times we've survived. As we look back and reflect on our year, it is easy to say, I deserve a break. I faithfully kept X number of kids alive, fed, shared Jesus with them, and maybe even taught them a few things. I am ready to take time away from it all and relax. And that is perfectly fine. You should take some time with your family, get out of town for a while, and just stay away from the two-year-olds for a few days. Sometimes, though, when we take a break from our jobs, we tend to take a break from everything. We set our hearts on beaches, time with family, camping, the lake cabin, etc., and we forget to continue to set our hearts on God. Throughout the school year, we meet weekly with faculty around God's Word. We study Bible stories daily to teach our students. We pray for patience and wisdom. Then summer comes, and the temptation is to forget about God for a while. Weekends become filled with activities, and we might miss church. Our kids are out of school, so we don't make time for those quiet morning devotions. Paul tells us in the letter to the Colossians to set our hearts on things above. It's not wrong to dream about our summer getaway, but we need to remember what is most important. What is up above? Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Christ, our Savior, who pleads for us in the front of the Father every time we lose our patience with a student. Christ, our Redeemer, who gives us peace and rest at the end of every stressful week when we doubt whether or not we are making an impact. Jesus forgives us for every mistake we make, and He forgets every time we put our summer plans before Him. So let's not forget Him this summer. Make time for Jesus and His Word in your summer vacation. We pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for guiding me through another school year. Be with me during the summer months and help me to continue to seek you in your Word each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.